program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
Five minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, and it's Thursday, October 27th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. The one thing that I did not have a chance to address before we went to the top of the hour break, we are hearing that a major fuel supplier is now on code red as the diesel crisis is hitting the southeast U.S. I thought you ought to know, Kevin in Ohio, when you called up, I was just getting to that news story. They're requesting a 72-hour notice for deliveries when possible to ensure fuel and freight can be secured at economical levels, according to Mansfield Energy. So right now, 25 days is what is left of the strategic oil reserve, and of course, that's driving prices up higher. So just wanted to reiterate our conversation from last hour and where we are. One fuel supplier is now on code red. So we are starting on the front end of what looks like a diesel crisis. We were also talking about something that is very near and dear, and that's survival food. Because there's been some scuttlebutt now about mislabeling products as being lab tested when in fact they weren't. And I pointed out that we are talking with a food purveyor right now about survival food, and the truth bomb I got yesterday was hopefully you will never have to use it. You have it, but you hope you never have to use it. Now, this is very relevant to the subject matter we're talking about with Susan Smith-Jones, PhD, on this show right now, because I'm going to throw this at Susan. First off, God love you. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you so much. And God does love me. Thank you.
I know he does. Because, I mean, you go to your website and SusanSmithJones.com, ChristianLifestyleMatters.com, and you look good. It's not a matter of aging well. It's a matter of, look, I take care of myself, and this is the end result. I'm actual living proof that what I say works. And that's what I love about talking to you because, you know, you come back with talking points that totally boggle the conscience if people would just listen. And a lot of people are having health issues and for good reason. And we're talking about survival food. And a lot of our callers, you know, were concerned about this mislabeling garbage that's been getting out of late. And people are very upset because they thought they bought organic, and apparently they now feel that they were misrepresented. And I said, well, you know, and we had a Misha Popoff on the show yesterday who was an organic inspector, and he said the whole thing is a scam. This is not what they say it is. You go to the grocery store, and it says here's organic at one price, which is more than the regular stuff, which probably has more pesticides, which is less money. And now we have to make that tough decision. Do we spend more and get organic? Well, wait a minute. Now, it may not be what they say it is. And now we're looking at people that have gone out and stocked up with a year's supply of survival food. And like me, they look at the label and it says bioengineered. And they look further into the label and they're looking at starch, which turns into our subject matter today, sugar. And it adds to the cravings, and we're under stress. And the reason we would open up the survival food and eat it is because we need calories, we need content, we need filler, we need something to keep our body in motion. We need food, we need energy, because the food processes energy, but sugar, yeah, it adds calories. But Susan, I have a feeling that you're going to enlighten us this hour. I got to bring this up because people are now starting to look at the label of the survival food they bought thinking, oh my God, what have I done? And the thing is that, you know, we're talking about something hiding in your food from the cereal you had for breakfast to the dressing in your salad to the ketchup on your fries. And, oh, my God, I've got all this survival food here. What have I done? And when you're under stress, is it true that you are going to burn calories, especially if you're in survival mode and disaster strikes? We're under an EMP attack. There's no electricity. You have to get on your charcoal grill or whatever, open fire, and you got to boil water to mix with your survival food. And you open the package up, and you're looking at the ingredients on the label. You're wondering whether the recipe is viable. And you see sugar content. Do we burn off all that sugar because of the stress?
Well, we might burn it off. When you're under a lot of stress, you do burn more calories. But the havoc that it wreaks on your body, all the extra sugar, and we'll talk about that now. We'll talk about why you want to avoid sugar, how to avoid it, how to lose your sugar cravings, and what too much sugar does to your entire body. Let's hope we never have to use the survival foods. But that is not a good predicament where you find that it's filled with maybe chemicals, additives, preservatives, sugar, and it's not organic. Do you have survival foods?
Lots of them. And that's one of the reasons I just had callers this past hour from Ohio that have like 2 years worth of this particular product that we were talking about. And it's not the organic stuff that they're getting in trouble for, but apparently 5 or 6 years down the road, the guy who they claim, you know, they'd lab tested with, he said they never lab tested any of this organic stuff. And so everything that they put on the label to this product is false advertising. It's marketing fraud. And he's calling them out on it. And he's got a lot of our listeners who bought this stuff are freaking out. And a lot of them are calling the Power Hour wanting their money back. And I'm like, look, I was on the phone with a purveyor yesterday with our producer, Catherine. Yeah. And we were having a face-to-face on Skype. And I got a truth bomb. And the truth bomb is, it's survival food, folks. Let's hope you don't ever have to use it. But then it's like, okay, I want to talk about the viability of the recipe. I want to talk about what's in it because they're sending me a bucket to try, and I'm going to open that puppy up as soon as I get it, and I'm going to start cooking with it. And I'm suggesting right now that everybody that has bought this stuff, before you start going half-cocked and getting crazy over it, open the stuff up and start trying it. Look at the ingredients and start to play deep dive analysis and analyze what you bought. Cook with it to see if the recipe is viable, because I've tried some stuff and the recipes are not viable. They're not what they say. It either takes more water, less water, whatever the case may be. And if you're going to have to cook with this stuff in an emergency situation, don't you think you ought to try it now so that you're used to it before you open it up and start burning calories? I mean, that would be my thing. And I'm going to do that with this food purveyor before we start recommending any food on the show. And that's the one thing. And we're talking about sugar intake now. And so if you're going to get natural food, hope to God that you're reading the labels before you buy it to analyze how much sugar, how much fat, all the stuff. Now, with the keto diet, and Susan, I know you're big on all of this nutrition because of your background. It's huge in this area. And obviously, we're talking about reducing sugar and your sugar cravings. I've got an attorney in California that's already had 1 foot taken off. He drinks Diet Coke like it's going out of style.
Yeah, not good. Not good.
I can't get him off of it.
Yeah, someone has to want to do it. And the thing is it's as addictive as morphine and other kinds of drugs. It's very difficult to get off. We'll talk about all this. It's the time of year, though, with Halloween on Monday and then Thanksgiving, all the holidays, where people are changing their diets, probably eating more sugar. So let me go into why you want to be really aware of this, why it's not good for your body, and how we can get over all these sugar cravings and a program to help you. Let me start by saying most people are familiar personally with that reactive hypoglycemia That's the crash that will ride tandem with sleepiness, hunger, anxiety, other symptoms that many people experience 1 to 3 hours after eating a meal. And avoiding sugary foods, especially on an empty stomach, like a candy bar on an empty stomach, can stave off these dips in your blood sugar. So can eating smaller, more frequent meals called grazing, and eating a little more protein and high-fiber foods instead of sugar. You might want to do what I've chosen to do. Years ago, I gave up all sugar in my diet. The only white sugar I have in my home is to add with hot water to make a solution for my hummingbirds, for the hummingbird feeder that's outside. And so I do have it in my house for that reason. But so I know a lot of people are thinking, well, sugar's natural. It's part of nature. Why can't I have sugar? And I'll tell you what sugar is in a moment. But refined sugars overall, just to bottom line this, can shut down the immune system, increase cancer risk and growth, decrease your cognitive brain, your brain function, increase anxiety, of course, contribute to weight gain, heart issues, acne, cavities, chronic inflammation, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and so much more. But I'm a positive person, so on a positive note, reducing the risk of cancer in your diet can help reduce all these risks associated with these conditions. And we want to replace sugary foods with healthier foods. So I know people often wonder, how much sugar does the average, say, American consume every day? The National Institutes of Health, NIH, Dave, estimates that sugar alone makes up 15% of the average American adult diet. That's about 22 teaspoons a day, and that doesn't even include sugar from fruit and milk. And if your friend is drinking, and by the way, no-calorie sodas are just as bad as high-calorie sodas, but you said he was drinking a lot of soda pop. There's often 8 to 10 teaspoons of sugar just in soda, in yogurt, unless you buy sugar-free. Sometimes it can have 12 teaspoons of sugar in it. So this really interferes with good health in every way possible. And sugar usually refers to that table sugar, the type we use in baking or add to coffee and our tea and our cereals. Sugar comes from sugar cane or beet cane. It's a form of a carbohydrate, and along with starch is our body's main source of energy. We rely on sugar for energy, whether it's our brains, our bodies, our nervous system. We've done that for thousands of years. But the best form of sugar for our body is always the natural form found in plant-based foods like fruit, and not the refined sugar we find today in the baking aisle of our grocery stores alongside of all the flours. So keep in mind that the white sugar and products made with white sugar, and then this is why your friend has a hard time getting off of it, are very, very addicting. And the more you eat, the more you lose your power to choose what to eat. So what do you want to do? You want to re-educate your taste buds by eliminating sugar, and then you won't continue to crave it. Let me just mention, so I don't forget, cinnamon. That's one of those amazing culinary spices. And you and I've talked about putting a cinnamon stick in your glass of water and transferring it from glass to glass, bottle to bottle. In 2 days, that little tight cinnamon stick opens up, and then you can put it in the soil or throw it away, add a new cinnamon stick in. And why cinnamon? Because it helps to level out your blood sugar level. It helps to prevent those highs and those lows. And I don't eat sweet fruit food often. Sometimes I'll have a bowl of fruit, and sometimes I'll sprinkle a little bit of cinnamon on it. But you think about all the holiday food coming up and all the cookies and cakes and desserts and chocolates and sweets. It's a good idea to get capsules of cinnamon because you don't want to sprinkle cinnamon on everything you eat. That just wouldn't be delicious. So what I do is I have a little bottle of capsules. And if I know I'm splurging and having a sweet dessert or something, and I don't want it to taste like cinnamon before I eat or during, you know, the time I'm eating that sweet dessert, I'll take a couple capsules of cinnamon, and then that helps your body to balance out the blood sugar level with that simple spice that is very, very effective, according to hundreds of studies.
That is amazing. You know, the thing that gets me, though, is the diet soda stuff that we've been talking about. Aspartame.
Yes.
Aspartame. That stuff, it's called NutraSweet, and to me, it's poison. I can't eat it. I can't drink it because if aspartame gets in my system, man, I just go totally bonkers. I mean, literally
yes.
dizzy, headaches. I mean, it's bad.
Yep. Well, so you're like many people, and I was going to talk about that later, but let me talk about it now. So-called health experts, they really aren't, and manufacturers, they've always convinced you that an artificial sweetener are maybe a better healthful replacement for refined sugars. But aspartame is a chemical used as a sugar substitute, and it's in many popular sweeteners. It's composed of two amino acids, phenylalanine and aspartic acids. And these two amino acids are harmless when they come from unprocessed foods, but when they go through a chemical manipulation, they confuse the body and wreak havoc on your system. And just like you just said, some of the immediate side effects of consuming aspartame include dizziness, headaches, mental confusion, seizures. Also, let's go into other, and by the way, in my book, Catherine's going to give you a link to it, Wired for High Level Wellness. I have lots of info on artificial sweeteners, on the brain, and aspartame. But what aspartame does to your body, especially if you have a lot of it, it will flood your central nervous system and break down vital brain neurons. And some of the short and long-term effects could be, maybe you've had some of these, insomnia, change of vision, nausea, vomiting, hives, change of mood, convulsion. This is all for an artificial sweetener. Abdominal cramps, joint pain, diarrhea, rashes, and people have known to die from aspartame. And unfortunately, you know, one may even gain weight while using artificial sweeteners, as much as they claim to be low-calorie, sugar-free, or a good diet option. The phenylalanine and the aspartic acid in aspartame stimulate the release of insulin and leptin. These are two hormones that direct your body to store fat. And the phenylalanine can manipulate your leptin levels, the hormone that lets you know when you're full. And this ultimately leads to heightened sweet cravings by eating this artificial sweetener, leading to weight gain. So really, in terms of artificial sweeteners, when it, after all is said and done, it's in your best interest to avoid any kind of artificial additive. If I had to have sugar, I would choose white sugar over anything artificial. And I always say, rely on natural sustenance that God provided us with. You know, eat your foods as close to the way nature made them as possible. Now, again, I know the holidays are coming up. This is a time when more people splurge. And you and I are not telling people to never splurge, but do it carefully. do small amounts. You don't have to finish what's on your plate. Don't come to a meal famished, because then you'll eat twice as much as you need. Take your time when you eat the meals, and if you know you're going to have extra sugar with the cookies, the candy, whatever it is, all these sweets, then it's a good idea to get a little extra cinnamon in the form of capsules and cinnamon sticks for when you drink your water. All of that will make a difference.
Now, so that doesn't, taking the cinnamon, if I do this now, is that going to help solve the L-tryptophan buzz I get from eating the turkey?
No, that's funny.
Darn it,
it won't help with that. But let me tell you what cutting sugar out will do, and women, you're going to want, and men too, will care about this. Sugar contributes, this is why, let me bottom line it, you want to re-educate your taste buds. Remember, what you eat today, you crave tomorrow. And I think you should take a 21-day agreement, like we've talked about, all written in Wired for High-Level Wellness, how to do this, and say just for 21 days before all these holidays begin, you know, so you can get your sugar cravings under control, just give up sugar. This will mean you'll have to read a lot of labels, and I'll give you lots of tips of what to do and what to replace. But if you get rid of the sugar now, you will have no sugar cravings. And then when you have a little bit during the holidays, it's not going to be too bad. But if you want to keep looking younger and not age quickly, sugar contributes to the breakdown of two skin proteins. All women know about this, elastin and collagen. And simply cutting out the sweets can make you look younger. I recommend, you know, maybe you wait till the January 1st, you know, because of all these different kind of foods you're eating now, and you don't have as much control if you go to a lot of parties and people's homes. But cutting out all kinds of sugar, as well as wheat and other grains with gluten and yeast, and make sure the fruits you eat are more on the low glycemic index. You know, that's a scale that measures how quickly a food raises your blood sugar. Again, cinnamon helps to keep that blood sugar level balanced. And you will see in a matter of 7 days how much better your skin looks by cutting out sugar. Because sugar, too much sugar increases inflammation throughout your entire body. That's the beginning of all disease.
Wow. Okay, we're at the break right now. Susan Smith-Jones will be back with us on the other side of this break. I've got a little more update on the situation with the food storage right after we come back. Stay with us here in the Power Hour.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregarasp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
Minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, Thursday, October 27, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Before we get back on the phone with Susan Smith-Jones, our guest of the hour, and we're talking about somebody that has been selected as one of the 10 healthy American fitness leaders in the United States, and that was bestowed upon her, that award, in Washington, D.C., and she joins the ranks of President Reagan and others, UCLA coach John Wooden, fitness experts Kathy Smith and Richard Simmons. I mean, we're talking to the top, the cream of the crop here on this show, and that's one of the reasons why she's a regular, and we appreciate her more than she knows. Now, here's the thing. I want to clarify a couple of things. I've got some show notes coming in about the Numana situation for those of you out there, and I don't want you to come unglued over this whole thing. A lot of you have had some concerns about it, and this is one of the reasons why we are reporting what we're being told by Mike Adams. Well, he has updated his information that the food at Numana is lab-tested and organic. Now, what he put out at first, I don't know what the clarity was. We were just basically repeating what we had heard from him which caused a lot of concern by our listeners. Well, understand from what he is now saying that the products at Numana were lab tested, just not by Mike's lab. And Mike was complaining because of the mislabeling that it was his lab. And if there was any misunderstanding or impression that these weren't lab tested, he was clarifying that new information has just been put out by him. So I want to nip that in the bud before everybody gets, you know, cockamamie crazy over this whole thing. See, every time I use that word cockamamie, I think of Clint Eastwood. Well, there's cockamamie. You know, people don't use that word cockamamie enough. So, you know, from one of his movies, right? I think it was In the Line of Fire. I'm pretty sure he used it in that one. Anyway, so aside from that, I wanted to ask Susan Smith-Jones, see, because I'm doing the interview here with her, and she's wonderful, and I get to ask the questions first before you do. The phone lines are open, 844-769-2944. My wife just informed me that she has cinnamon oil, the edible kind that you can actually put in as an additive. And the she has the stuff you were talking about with me off microphone, just not the meal replacement, but the protein shake. And so, you know, she experiments with different protein shakes. And she said, gee, if I put some of this essential oils that I've got, oil of cinnamon, is that just as good?
The cinnamon powder is the best because it's potent and it won't over flavor something with too much cinnamon. But I'll tell you what the cinnamon oil is great for. You're going to flip. So sit down, everyone. You put a little teeny drop of it on your finger, and you put it on your lips. And it causes, this is a little secret I do before I do photo shoots, and it causes your lips to just a teeny bit. It's not that they get really big, but it causes extra blood flow to the area where in a tingling on your lips, and it makes them a little bit more plump. So, you know, here in L.A., it's a big thing to go get filler stuff in your lips. I just use cinnamon oil on my lips.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Who knew? So who knew? Talk about that today?
Let
me give you some practical tips on how to be careful about the sugar and reduce it. You want to exchange sodas, sweet juices, sweet teas for water and other kinds of no sugar beverages. Water's always the best. And you can, you know, in your water you could put a sprig of cilantro, rosemary, basil, sliced cucumbers, lemons, of course. Make it taste great. Drink your coffee black or zero-calorie natural sweetener. Sometimes stevia can work okay. Yogurt, I told you, often can have about 10 teaspoons of sugar. So instead of buying flavored, sugar-loaded yogurt, maybe get fresh or frozen berries to put in the plain yogurt. Also, instead of candy, I like to use homemade trail mix with a little bit of fruit, nuts, and dark chocolate chips. Be careful of your salad dressings. There's a lot of sugar, like in honey mustard. The extra virgin olive oil and vinegar is always better than other salad dressings. Now, I'm gonna walk to my refrigerator right now and open it up, and I like to use I use organic rice vinegar. You just sprinkle it on the salad, and after a few days, you don't miss the thick, high-calorie salad dressings. I also let me go back to sit at my desk. I also make sure I read the labels, because if you buy marinades, nut butters, ketchup, marinara sauce, you'll be shocked at how much sugar is in these items. You want to get sugar-free versions. Health food stores usually have them. And then also, you said this at the beginning, about cereals, granolas, granola bars. You always want to make sure that these have under 4 grams of sugar per serving. Now, I wouldn't get them at all if they had sugar, but if you still want them, 4 grams of sugar is about a teaspoon. You know, in the this morning I had steel cut oats. I love it, and I topped it with a little freshly milled flaxseed, a couple almonds, and blueberries. For example, if you get nut butters, use natural nut butters that are just like almonds or peanuts instead of spreads like Nutella.
I was gonna go there. Yeah, I was going to go there and ask you. You already beat me to the pass there, Susan. I was going to say Nutella, and you already answered that question.
Yes, because that's very popular. Remember, avoid alcoholic beverages that are sweetened with lots of honey and sugar and agave, because it all adds up. Now, I know what some people are thinking. Well, this sounds like a good idea. I want to do it, but what if no one else in my family wants to join me and everyone needs their sugary foods in the house? So I like to say that if you're surrounded by others who eat refined foods on a daily basis and those sugars, you are going to be more inclined to cave in at the thought of a sugar craving. So I always say, talk to your family. Tell them about what you're doing, how you want to eliminate all that sweet stuff. And I don't expect them to drop the habit like it's a piece of cake, no pun intended. It's going to take a little bit, a while for your family to get adjusted. But encourage them to maybe not eat the sugary foods in front of you when you're not around. That's a better time for them to eat it. I know some families that have done that, and it makes it a little bit easier when they do that. Also, remember, you don't have to do it overnight. Take it slowly. Make it a slow process, maybe eliminating the obvious sources of sugar, like pouring it into your coffee, your tea, on your cereals, and you've got to become a label reader. Remember, everything on a label where it says ingredients is listed in descending order of what's in that product. So, and you will find that they have sugar in different forms. They always end with OSE. It could just say sugar, but it usually says sucrose, glucose, dextrose, fructose, lactose. You want to avoid those as much as possible, because if you don't re-educate your beautiful taste buds, you're going to always crave this. I have no sugar cravings at all. It's just because I don't eat sugar. Avoid simple carbs like Linda does. You want anything made with white flour, white pasta, white rice. Of course, avoid all the artificial things. And don't drink the sugar, you know, that's hidden in sugar-sweetened drinks like soda, specialty coffee, sweetened teas, fruit juices are all examples of these. Plan your meals. You know, having a plan means you're less likely to reach for that unhealthful snack when hungry. I like to always say, too, make your home, I know it might be different for the holidays, but normally, a junk-free zone. You don't have the ice cream in the freezer, the potato chips on the shelves, the cookies, the cakes, all the extra white sugar, white flour products, because if it's not in your home, you're probably not going to eat them. And maybe when you go out to eat, okay, splurge once in a while so you don't feel totally deprived. Because at 10 o'clock at night, when you have a little bit of a sugar craving, if you have the ice cream in the freezer, you're probably going to go take the spoon right to the carton. But if it's not there, I doubt you're going to get the clothes on, start up your car, drive down to the market to get ice cream.
I got to get rid of the ginger snaps now. That's what you're telling me.
But however, when I go to my health food store, it's so easy to find much better, healthier alternatives to things like ginger snaps. I can get sugar-free ice cream, and I can get dairy-free ice cream, and I can get sugar-free cookies, and you can make them yourself too.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to find something with for snickerdoodles, because, you know, those things in the holiday, they're addictive. Susan, we got a caller. Alan in Texas, welcome to the show. What's up?
Yeah, hello, y'all. Good afternoon.
Hi, Alan.
I'm listening to your guest here, and, I'm kind of that kind of person you're talking about. You know, and Dave, you love this word, you know, masticate your food. One of the most
important parts
of, you know, having good digestion and not getting that big belly. Chew your food. You know, I've never, my whole life, understood how people, you know, could choke on food, because I always chewed my food very well and didn't just gulp it down. You know, I was always amazed that people, you know, were choking on food. But then I watched people eat, and the overweight people and the people with the big bellies, I watch their eating habits, and they'll sit there, they'll get more on their plate than I do. I'll have less on my plate, and I'll probably be the last one still eating my plate after they've gulped their whole, you know, plate down. They'll cut a chunk of meat off and just stick it in their mouth, chew it once and swallow it, you know. An important part, you know, is to mix the saliva in with the food and masticate it, you know, mash it up so when it hits your stomach, it can be more easily digested. It doesn't have to sit there and go, you know, through as much digestion. Your body doesn't have to work as hard, you know, to digest the food and be able to utilize it. And also, depending on your body type, you know, you understand everyone's physiology is different. Some people handle sugars and different things, you know, differently. You can have, you know, higher or lower metabolistic rate. And everything in moderation, you know, the little treats, your snickerdoodles, Dave, you know, as long as you don't live on them, you know, a little treat every now and then, you know, it does the body good to have these snacks. It, you know, it gives you a good feeling, you know. And the way we feel also, you know, has a lot to do with how you digest and, you know, your general mood. You know, the little pleasure foods, you know, can be pleasurable and not just deadly, you know, completely.
Susan, what do you think?
Alan, I love what you said. First of all, you are right on about the masticating. Decades and decades ago, in the early 1900s, they used to call it Fletcherism, and you want to chew your foods 30 to 40 times so that they become a liquid in your mouth. 50% of digestion is done in your mouth, and I, like you, when I travel a lot and have to be in restaurants alone, I watch how people eat. It always shocks me at how quickly people eat. It's like they're inhaling their food, and here's a novel idea: put the fork down in between bites. And people will often salt their food before they even taste it. So absolutely, chew your food well. Masticate. I love that word, too. And you've got to take at least 20 minutes to eat a meal, because it takes about 20 minutes for the satiety center in your brain to know that you've had enough food. But often people inhale the food so quickly that they've overeaten before the 20 minutes is up. Here's another little key that you also, if you're having a big meal, a big holiday meal, you want to eat the meal within an hour. So even though you don't want to eat it quicker than 20 minutes, you want to eat it up in an hour. Because if you keep eating longer than an hour, your body, that's like a signal to your body that more and more and more food's coming in, and so I'm going to release more insulin, and then I'm going to create more fat, and that's a surefire way to gain weight quickly if you eat continuously, like many people do the first week of January when they're watching all the football games. And I'm one to splurge every once in a while, too, like you said, a little bit. But the thing about the ginger snaps and things like that, you can find something that tastes as good or better that's a little bit healthier alternative.
Yeah,
but if you can't, then don't overdo it.
Yeah, you know, in today's world, I mean, it's almost a full-time occupation to try and, you know, eat as responsibly as you can. Because, you know, truth and labeling, I don't trust a lot of labels, you know, where, you know, it's kind of like, you know, the organic food buckets thing. You know, Dave, it's like, you know, you had that aha moment. It's like, you know, I've got storage food here and I've got some new manna. I didn't order the organic stuff because I'm like, this is for when, you know, when the end of the world comes. You know, this is for just survival and existence. Until you can, you know, get some healthier food options. But, you know, I live in different circumstances than other people. You know, it would be to sustain me if the grocery store shut down, you know, and there's no food. I could get along, but I can also, where I live, you know, I can go out and I can hunt and I can fish and I can, do a garden and get plants and things, that are needed. But, So when I heard it was Mike Adams, you know, Mike Adams at the beginning of the COVID thing, Dave, you know, you remember he was saying, oh, the end of the world is here. We're all going to die. You know, the COVID's going to kill everyone. And then it didn't happen. It's, you know, now it's the vaccines that are, you know, that everyone, you know, you got everyone so worked up and riled up about this stuff. And how many good patriots were listening to Mike Adams that went and got the damn vaccines because they thought it was going to save them, you know, because the COVID's going to kill everyone, So when I heard it was Mike Adams, I'm like, well, I'm going to reserve judgment on that whole new manna thing for a little while longer. You know, the instant reaction, that's not me. I take in information and I wait to see how it plays out. You know, I'm not one of these instant reactionary type people.
And Alan, I got to appreciate
listener,
it.
Dave.
We have a lot of smart listeners, Susan. And the thing I want to reiterate on this show, we're not here picking on new manna. We had a show host that carried New Manna Foods, and obviously I don't want to step on his business. I've always, and people have attacked me because I've gone after Mike Adams on some of the sensationalism that he has done, and it's like, how could you take it up? How can you do this to another patriot? You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Get your you-know-what together. And, you know, I mean, it's like, look, you can't go out and go into a crowded theater and yell fire. You can't do it, and this is just wrong for people to, you know, shoot first, and then all of a sudden, now they have to backpedal and say, well, maybe I was off just a little bit, because I tell you what, Alan, it got everybody on a tangent the other day, and they were all calling the Power Hour, wanting to know where they can get a refund, and it's like, look, we need to get to the bottom of this. And, you know, if you're going to rely on all these other channels and all of this other mumbo-jumbo without getting all the facts before you pull the trigger, I mean, this is what we're doing. We're trying to get the information out there. We're not picking on new manna. We're saying, okay, this is what we're being told. Do the homework. Do the research. You know, we're
that's
not the ones at fault.
Ignorance has consequences.
If I might add real quick, and then I'll get off the phone. You know, once again, folks, this, take no one – be very careful. Take no one as your information god. Question everything. Use your own brain and wait and see how it plays out and figure it out for yourself. Don't take anyone as your information god. Be it Dave or me, the radio show I do. I tell my people that all the time. It's like, am I telling you the truth? As much as I've been able to figure out. But might I be telling you something that's not true? Possibly, because I'm not perfect. You know, I don't walk around like I'm an information god. I see things, I think about them, I coagulate them, correlate them. You know, come up with what I see, and that's just me. You know, so people, just don't take anyone as your information god. Try to use your own brain. Wait for things to play out. Don't just be instantly reactionary. And with that, Dave, I love your show. Good, great guest, and I'll let you get on with the show. Thank you, sir.
All right,
Appreciate that, Alan.
Alan is from the Republic of Texas Radio. He's on Republic Broadcasting, and I was on the show with him for 2 hours a couple of Sundays ago. So, you know, always fun to talk to. So back to our conversation, cutting out the sugar from the diet. This, I know, you said something about waiting until after the first of the year because of the propensity for us to ingest sugar during the holiday season. I mean, that's a given. I know it's tough, but, you know, for those who want to get a head start in this thing or people who are conscious, I mean, this is just, it's wreaking hell on diabetics. And we seem to have a lot of problems with, especially with the jab and especially with all these pre-existing conditions out there. Obviously, the ingestion of sugar caters to a lot of this, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does. And you don't have to wait till January 1st. And I'll talk about this briefly. And remember, it's in Wired for High Level Wellness, one of the sections. Ben Franklin once said, whatever you do for 21 days will make or break a habit. So you can make a decision. You could start today. You could start on November 1st, but you'll be ahead of the game if you start now. For 21 days, your agreement might be, let's just say, cutting out sugar, like all the sugar you see. No, don't add any white sugar in your cereal, your coffee, your tea, or else maybe just cut out all sugar. That means you're going to be a label reader. And you've got to follow through for 21 days. If you splurge one day, you start back over. But in 21 days, your skin will look better. You'll have more energy. Your weight will go down. Your triglycerides will go down. You'll get fewer dental cavities. You'll look younger. And everyone can commit to 3 weeks. It's not like 3 years or 3 months. It's just three simple weeks. And then you'll be way ahead of the ball game before Thanksgiving gets here. Now, that doesn't mean you're not going to splurge. You will during the holidays. But you'll go into the holidays feeling more confident and empowered and strong and healthy and energy, and you'll sleep better. And people will notice your skin's looking younger. And in my book, by the way, because I see we're almost done, Wired for High-Level Wellness, go to my website, SusanSmithJones.com. Catherine will send you a link to this book. But if you give me 30 days on my program, I'll have everyone looking and feeling 10 years younger. And right on my homepage, make sure you sign up for the free Healthy Living monthly newsletters. Lots of great info, photos, jokes, little stories, fun things about body, mind, and spirit, and living a more holistic lifestyle. And follow me on Twitter.
That's why we love you.
Susan Smith Jones.
Yep, Susan Smith Jones on Twitter.
And remember, ignorance has consequences. Like Alan said, you don't take one person's truth. You do your own research.
Makes all the sense in the world, Susan. We appreciate you, you know. So coming from a PhD, folks, thank you. God bless you and all the work you do. And, of course, ladies and gentlemen, you know, we hope we've been able to provide a little bit of clarity with all this controversy going on around us. In the meantime, we will be back tomorrow. Dave Krieger with you, wishing you the best. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.